Thank you so much for staying online. Andrew, can you hear me?
Yes, I can.
Yep, perfect. Andrew was just about to call you. I just came back from the illustration team to follow up on everything. I did research on my end as well, and I did see that the initial draft was shared with you. That took some time, and there were some ifs and bits, but there's nothing to worry about. I can have this sorted out for you, and also your concern regarding Kevin. I am having my own associate assigned to your project so that we can wrap it up ASAP and have your book published.
Well, now, question, will that new person actually communicate with me?
Absolutely.
Because there's simple things, there's simple things like Kevin sends something back and he says, you know, what do you think of this font? You know, can you approve this font and this, the way this is done? The answer is no. But if I say no, I need to talk to somebody about the adjustments, he won't respond. So my only option to get anything to move forward is I just say, okay, that's fine. It's not what I want. It's very easy to change. I think if you told me the dimensions, I could format this entire damn book in the next 40 minutes.
Mm-hmm.
And I've been 4 weeks into it, and this is a professional company with a team, and I can't even get this guy to get a font right because he won't talk to me.
I understand.
He won't communicate. He won't message back. When I messaged him back earlier, I messaged him back yesterday about this whole thing he's got that's like misaligned, and people aren't lining up with the font, and things hanging over the ridge of the book and stuff. I said, this is what's wrong with it. I don't approve it. This is the adjustment that needs. When he replies, he doesn't even acknowledge my response. He just moves on to the next thing. He doesn't say, okay, I've got that. We're going to work on that. Nothing. He just moves on to the next thing. I have no idea if he's working on it. I don't know if he's fixing it. I don't know if he heard what I said. I have no clue about anything. So whoever it's being reassigned to has to be, if I have a team, if I have a project manager, which is what I was told I would have, then that is someone that's working with me. That's by definition is what a team is.
Sure,
someone that works together.
Andrew, what I'm going to do is instead of having this assigned to any other project manager or something like that, what I am going to be doing this, I am going to have it assigned to my personal team member. I'm just going to share the name. I do have 2 to 3 people in my team, but I'm going to check which has more free time so that he can communicate with you regularly. So let me guide you how this is going to work. I'm going to assign this project. I'm going to have this reassigned from Kevin to someone else from my own team, and I will have him communicate regularly with you. And more than that as well, what I'm going to do is, you do have my number as well, I'm going to have that person share the feedback with me throughout, and if there's any concern, anything critical, anything like that, which I'm sure there isn't, I'm going to be getting on call personally by myself as well to keep you posted on it as well. So you won't see any delays, any concerns at all, and the person I will assign, he will be thoroughly in touch with you throughout.
Okay, I very much appreciate that. My goal, besides this book, my goal, I have about a dozen other books that I want to write and publish. Like soon. My goal with this book and what I told Ryan Chase in the beginning is,
mm-hmm.
I want to get this book out with you guys. It's kind of like to see, is this a good company to work with? Because I have a bunch more that I want to pay to publish.
Makes sense.
I got to know that with this one book, that it can actually, there's actually somebody to work with. And so far, Kevin hasn't done that. So I appreciate reassigning somebody else. I would like to see this work out well. I would like to have somebody to communicate with and actually have a team thing going so that we can get this thing published and have communication, because I have another dozen books I want to work on.
No,
so that would be very helpful if it's somebody that's good.
Makes sense. And more than that, Andrew, even if you don't have dozens books as well, even if it's just the first and last book that you, just give an example, hypothetical situation, what my approach is that obviously every author, any person who's writing, he's doing it from his heart. And we don't want to discourage or disappoint anyone. So keeping that in mind, even if you have one book or 10 books, we would be giving equal importance to every single thing. So rest assured, from here onwards, you would be satisfied with all the results. And before the day end of today, I'm going to have your, I'm going to let you know as well who's the concerned person assigned, and I'm going to share his details as well. And I personally will be overviewing your project thoroughly from my end as well to check any loophole, anything like that. And I'm sure you're not going to get any complaints from here onwards.
Thank you.
Thank you so very much, Andrew. And you're going to get an updated email from me before the day end today on the same email portal that we use to communicate. And if there's any concern, I will drop you a text from my personal number as well. Just give me a second. Let me do that right away while we're on the call. Just give me a second.
Okay.
Can you confirm if you got my text? I've just sent it to your number.
Yep, I got it. Thank you.
Awesome. So this is my number. If there's any concern, any its and bits, you can just drop me a message. I am caught up with some calls and meetings, but before I sign off, I do check all my messages and email, and I will get back to you from my end. So you won't have any day where I'm not responding back to you. Even before the day ends, I do have this habit of sending an email, and I'll keep you posted on it, okay?
All right. Thank you, Josh. Much
thank
appreciated.
Thank you so much for your time, Andrew. Take care. Hope you have a great day.
Bye-bye.
Bye.